Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our player over their coach. Like, they just would have done that.
Mark is getting old, John. He's not what he used to be. I've already made my case. I'm not going back here again.
Do you have a Lance Galloway Knicks jersey on underneath that New Hope sweater?
What?
Do you have that? Langston Galloway, I should say. Not Lance Galloway.
Who are you talking about?
I was like, me too. That's Langston Galloway. I apologize. Do you have
You're like my dad.
I am. Do you have a Galloway jersey on under that?
No.
Are you sure?
Man, it didn't say. I got nothing on under here, brother, except a, you know, white T-shirt, man. I represent Memphis.
Okay.
And I represent the Lord.
Okay. All right. Well,
his servant.
All right. Well, anyway, should be a very interesting summer.
Kyrie, go to the Knicks.
You're
good
down.
For you.
You're down with that.
Boston doesn't need you. They showed you that last year. I know you're mad.
I mean, you think they're a 50-win team if Kyrie goes to the damn Knicks.
No, I'm not going that far. KD's not going to the Knicks?
You said you would rather have Kyrie and Porzingis than KD.
KD and Porzingis? Yeah, I don't like the tandem. I don't like it as much as I like Kyrie and Porzingis. Sue me.
Well, my lawyers will be in touch.
Yeah, you also. You guys said Mike Conley could. You said Mike could take it up to another level. You guys, you're crazy.
What'd he do 2 years ago? Showed you fools.
Wow. Wow.
And you have them on, and they're like, hey, Mike, we believe in you.
I didn't know 2 years ago. We, like, I.
Man, Jason.
I love the Grizzlies.
You're right. I'm grouping you in on this one.
Yeah, you're grouping me in.
Now, you weren't with me with
Unfairly.
Fizz.
Unfairly.
You didn't stay with me with Fizz.
Yes, I did.
By myself.
All right, well, you're just going to have to stay on that island, man. All right? Kyrie's going to the Knicks next summer.
Harris should have made him work it out.
Get ready. Get ready. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cotwell's going to join us at 1:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Shaving with a Venus Platinum Razor just gives me that feeling.
What feeling?
That total control feeling, that sleek metal handle fits perfectly in your hand feeling.
That sounds pretty good.
And you also get that super smooth bikini legs feeling, that ready for the beach feeling.
Totally love that feeling.
Get the feeling you won't get from just any razor. The Venus Platinum Razor, with a metal handle that boosts control to reveal up to 100% smooth skin.
Every mom's favorite words, I need it. Sneakers, backpack, one more thing they can't live without? Don't worry, you'll find lots to love at Gordmans. With new deliveries every week, you'll scoop up big style and bigger smiles for the entire family, the whole school year and beyond. But there's even more saving to do, because on top of Gordmans' amazing deals, there's G Rewards. Get a $5 G Reward for every 100 points, and store cardholders earn double points every day. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller prices.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when. With buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
So if you want or need legal guidance and you want to deal with trustworthy guys who will make you feel comfortable and speak your language, get in touch with Eskins, King, and Marnie. You can call them day or night at 528-8888. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie. They're on the web, EskinsKing.com.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show, the Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at MemphisAutoShow.com.
It's yours. Yes, appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement.
Guys and gals, when you feel fresh, you've got that confidence, you've got that swagger, because you look so crisp and you smell so good. We all know that Memphis is crazy hot and humid, and I told y'all we weren't done with the heat in Memphis this summer. What we got, about John, about eight days left officially of summer, I believe, but September 22nd, official end of summer. It will be hot this weekend. The heat index tells me so. So what you need to combat it? You need your Old Spice Pure Sport antiperspirant. It'll keep you feeling so fresh and so clean in this Memphis heat and humidity, whether you're at a party outside, an outdoor festival, a Tigers football game tomorrow night. Maybe it's a barbecue in Raleigh or Cordova. You want to make sure you stay fresh, stay fly all day. So give Old Spice Pure Sport antiperspirant a try and beat this Memphis heat. You're going to look good while doing it. Old Spice does this by offering the best superior sweat protection. Don't let the heat beat you, Memphis. Beat it with Old Spice Pure Sport antiperspirant. It is the perfect wingman to keep you fresh and clean at all those festivals, day parties, Tigers games we've got going on in Memphis for the rest of the summer.
All right, really quickly, yesterday it dominated our show, the Superman talk about Henry Cavill potentially being out as Superman. I know you certainly got a little too excited about that news.
Told us we couldn't have a black Superman yesterday.
I said you can have a black Superman if we can have a white Panther.
Why is there got to be a trade-off?
Because that is fair.
Okay.
You got Nick Fury. Okay.
Don't start this.
So, and Black Panther.
What's happening with Henry?
Well, thank you for your genuine concern. Apparently, it's made up. According to TMZ, that the whole thing was made up. There is no Superman movie on the docket. It's not. There's nothing scheduled. But so that is true. And he did feel underpaid for the role, and that is an issue. That is definitely an issue. But according to TMZ, if and when the next Superman project is greenlit, Henry Cavill, along with others, would be in play if a director felt like he was the perfect guy for the role. He would obviously get it, and so on and so forth. But there is no confirmed Superman project, so that is why. And there's no, I guess, contractual,
You see me looking at you, Bennett. These Michael B. Jordan rumors, where did you get those?
Dude, IGN had it. I saw it all. It was legitimate sources.
Calm down. I'm almost positive.
I get mad at y'all when you bring me the fake news.
Did Killmonger die in Black Panther?
Yes. Spoiler alert. God, it hadn't been out that long.
Dude, it's been out for a year. My God.
See how quickly
it just
I answered
hit
that?
Netflix last week.
If you haven't seen Black Panther yet, you ain't going to see it. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. So obviously, he's probably done with that franchise. But he was in Fantastic Four, Michael B. Jordan. That was awful. That movie was god-awful. Have you seen Fantastic Four?
Yes, John.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, it was not very good.
You seen Fantastic Four?
Like the first one. Is that the stretchy guy?
Yeah. That's not who he was.
That's not who he was, but that's...
I know. Of course, yes.
Yeah, but like
I was talking about the Four. I'm not as up on my comic book heroes as you.
Yeah, don't
just know what Batman is.
You come to the king, you best not miss. You don't know what Batman is because you don't think he's a superhero.
He's a rich man with tools.
No. Anyway, we wanted to let you know that I'm not done. The Michael B. Jordan Superman, not dead, but doesn't seem likely at this point.
Thanks for informing me.
So do with that information what you will. All right, so tomorrow there's a big event. At Roadshow BMW. It's the Mike Conley Bash before the Bowling Bash. He does his bowling event every single year.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. And the night before, they're going to have a nice event out at Roadshow BMW. Mike Conley is the starting point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies, and he joined us earlier today. And it was good to catch up with Mike because it's been a while. Obviously,
yeah.
He is trying to get healthy, and the season's starting. Lots of new faces. So we talked to Mike Conley earlier today, and it was a good interview. We thought it was so good. We're going to air it again. Good to hear from Mike Conley. Just good to hear his voice. He's healthy. So this is Mike Conley, Memphis Grizzlies starting point guard. And I, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, Mike Conley is your starting point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes, sir.
Big event this Friday, the Bash Before the Bowling Bash, and Mike Conley. You can join Mike for a night of fun benefiting Methodist Comprehensive Sickle Cell Center, dinner, drinks, etc. It'll be a good night. Tickets are $100. It'll be at Roadshow BMW 405 North Germantown Parkway. Mike joins us now. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, not much, man, not much. How y'all doing?
Everything well. Is good. How are you? Are you healthy?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I'm healthy, and, yeah, I think my teammates will vouch for that as well. We've been having a good off season.
How tired of you of being asked, are you healthy and are you up to 100%, Mike?
Hey, I understand it. I am tired of it, but I understand it. So I'm just, you know, my head's down, and I'm locked in, ready to go.
Sounds good.
Training camps in a couple of weeks. Sounds like you'll be ready for that.
Yeah, training camps in a couple of weeks, and the way we're feeling, we're running around every day in the arena right now, you know, working very hard. We feel like we're putting ourselves through a training camp right now, so we're going to be in shape and ready to go.
Very good to hear. I did want to get your thoughts really quickly before we get into anything else. I don't know how – are you a 2K guy? Like, do you play 2K at all?
I play, but I wouldn't say that I am that, you know, like knee-deep in it, but I play.
All right, so did you notice – in the 2K19 trailer that the Memphis Grizzlies were one of just two teams not featured in the trailer?
Disrespectful, Mike.
I did notice that, yes. And honestly, I don't know if I even expected them to show us. That's how, like, I feel like we always get disrespected in a sense. Like, I'm like, I just, like, expecting not to see a Grizzlies player. And lo and behold, there was nobody there. So it sucks, but hey, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, we wouldn't be who we are in the grit and grind era and the guys that we've been over the years without that kind of motivation.
Yep.
As proud a competitor as you are, and certainly, you know, you think back to the height of the grit and grind era, I mean, you guys competed harder than anybody else, and that's why you were able to do what you did. How difficult was last season knowing that, you know, it was probably in the franchise's best interest at that point with you sort of on the mend to lose games? How hard was last year?
It definitely was the hardest year of my career, for sure. One, just, you know, losing aside, just the not being able to be a part of it. Even if we were losing and I was a part of it, it would have been a different, you know, different story in my opinion. But and not being able to help and be, you know, basically helpless on the sideline, it was the toughest situation to be in. And, you know, I know the guys that played for us last year and the guys who are still here this year, I know all the work that they did and everything that they had to go through. And, you know, I felt like I was a big reason why, you know, all that happened. And, you know, going forward, just using last year as a learning experience and trying to get guys to understand that we're not that team. We're not, you know, don't look at ourselves as that kind of a team. We are a good team, and we were that before we, you know, went down with injuries and whatnot last season. So just trying to get everybody's mindset back on us being the playoff caliber team that we know we are.
Mike, I'm curious. We see all this player movement, guys changing teams, changing conferences. I'm just curious from a personal standpoint. You ever thought about, you know, whether you'll be one of those guys that's with one team for your entire career? Are you a look? I'm living in the day guy. I don't think about the future. Or have you sort of thought about that? And particularly with, you know, guys. I mean, heck, LeBron's in the West now. You know, have you thought about that? Right. Of whether you'll be a Grizzly all your career?
You know, it was the thought when I signed back here.
Yes, sir.
You know, it was one of the main points was, you know, I knew that signing 5 years meant, you know, hey, that put me at 14 years with one organization. And, and that is something that I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. And as you said, you know, there's people switching teams every year and switching conferences. And to say that I'm one of the few, I really can count on like one hand, maybe that how many guys have stuck with the same team.
Yep.
It means a lot. And, you know, I consider myself, I guess, one of the old school guys in that sense, and I love that part of it.
I know Memphians are certainly proud that it's been one team. What do you have a? Have you thought? I'm not trying to, Mike. I'm not asking you to retire tomorrow, but believe me, what I said. But have you thought about a number of seasons? So many players think, yeah, man, I want to get 20 in, right? I know that was important to Dirk. We've talked to Mike Miller, who played a long time. Have you thought about a number of years? Is there a number for you?
There isn't a number, really. I'm good. I feel good, and I'm just playing as long as I can, man. I want my kids to grow up and at least see me play and know what I'm doing. And they're all, you know, only got one that's two and one that's 4 months old, so that means a lot more years ahead. And hopefully, you know, they'll get to see that.
We are, of course, talking to Grizzlies starting point guard Mike Conley. Again, big event this Friday, the Bash Before the Bowling Bash out at Roadshow BMW. If people attend this event, Mike, what are they going to get? What are they going to get out of this event with you on Friday?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a little different than the Bowling Bash, obviously, but it's going to be, you know, an event that is you know, surrounded by music, entertainment, games. We'll have silent auction, food, drink, and more. A lot of players will be, you know, coming in, and coaches. We'll have some Grizzlies, you know, staff there. So please do come and hang out, you know, cause especially if you're not able to get to the bowling event on Saturday because it is sold out and you weren't able to get in. Just another opportunity for you not only to be around, you know, some players and have a good time, but also to raise money for a good cause.
Once upon a time, you were the number four overall pick for the Memphis Grizzlies. They added another number four overall pick this offseason in Jaren Jackson Jr. He lit up Summer League, had like 50 points in the first game. What do you see in him, and what do you like?
Man, I love JJ, man. He's come in every day early. He's a guy that's just willing to learn, listen. And he's really, I think he's finding his role, and he knows he doesn't need to come in and average 30 for us. He's a guy that is willing to do the dirty work, willing to guard every position, has the ability to guard every position, and surprisingly is really good offensively, even so, with a lot of room to improve. So we're very excited about him and his talent, and more so his personality and the energy he brings every night.
Were you hazed as a rookie?
Yeah, I think we're at the tail end of the hazing thing.
Right.
We did have to, you know, we had to bring donuts every day. We had to get the, back then we had to get the newspapers and stuff, and, you know, all that stuff that these guys wanted, coffee. And, I do have a story that, you know, Brian Cardin, actually, he was on my vets, sat by him on the plane, every plane ride. And he actually looked out for me one time. I came to the arena, and I had left my keys in the car. And he says, "Hey, man, you might want to grab your keys and make sure you got them close to you and lock your car." And I was like, "Well, why?" You know, I'm thinking, "Well, for what?" He's like, "I'm just telling you, you know, make sure you got your keys on you." So every day after that, I had my keys in my pocket, not knowing that they were planning on, you know, filling my car with popcorn, butter popcorn, and, you know, ruining my day. So I was definitely thankful for that. And got away with one.
So you don't think Jaren's going to be subjected to anything like that?
No, man. You know, today, you know, we're a little
go easy on
today.
Yeah.
We gotta go easy, man. We got two sensitive around. We gotta be straight and narrow.
How would you grade the team's offseason moves, Mike? You've gone with a lot of high IQ veteran guys that you've brought in. How do you like it?
Well, I love them. I think that, you know, we came in with a clear direction on what we wanted to do and accomplish this summer.
Yep.
By picking up the guys that we did. Garrett Temple is a great two-way player, can play multiple positions. Kyle Anderson is an everything man, plays defense, and does everything offensively that you need. And, I mean, the draft picks, obviously, J.J., Javon Carter, mm-hmm. I think Chandler coming back. Omri, Caspi is another guy that knows how to play the game. And I mean, we've got just so many additions, so many guys, especially guys coming back healthy, that are going to make this team that much better. And it's going to be an exciting, fun year.
So, Mike, the story last offseason and last media day was the fact that you and Kanye West are apparently best friends. You know, I need you to give an honest evaluation. What did you think of his new album? It wasn't very long. Was it quality, though, in your opinion?
I felt it was quality. I'm a biased opinion because, you know, I was there when it was being recorded and stuff. So it's a little bit different for me, my experience. But it was good quality. Seven songs. I would love more songs. But the ones that he did drop in, and he was still actually kind of confused on which ones he wanted to drop at the time. He had more, but he wanted to fit in the seven. Still, you know, it still was a good album. And for me, I'm a Kanye fan, so, you know, I still listen to it and enjoyed it.
When you see all of the offseason activity, and obviously you have to start with LeBron coming over, you know, coming over to the West, and you've played in the West your entire career, you know how hard it's been. Do you just kind of like slap your forehead and say, "Damn, man! Like, can somebody go from the West to the East for once? Like, is it frustrating for you that like every great player happens to play in the same conference that you're in?"
Right. No, you know, after a while, you just get used to it. Like, you expect guys to jump over to this side, and it's almost like, what took LeBron so long? We were waiting, you know, it's going to happen at some point, but we all expected it, and it makes it fun, though. You know, I'd much rather be on this side and having to, you know, fight our way every night and figure it out that way than the other. So, you know, it'll be fun and competitive as always, and that much more gratifying when we do accomplish, you know, certain goals.
Mike, I'm always curious about the activities of wealthy people. When you pull up to the ATM and you're just going for that quick 20, right, because you're just going to the convenience store, do you print out the little ticket that's got your balance on it?
No, not unless I need to check it or something. Like, if I'm going real quick, I will not print it out.
You should just leave it one time. You know, some people leave their receipts there, right there, and you know, sometimes you know, you wouldn't because you got all the money. Sometimes we pick them up and kind of see what the other guy. Dude, if you left it, you leave the entire city crying. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, just laugh. You look at that receipt and you just go, "Man, this is nice."
I don't think anybody would be crying over that because I actually don't put a lot of money in that.
Man, stop.
So you know, I keep it very modest in that checking account.
There you go. That's
a way to go.
That is our starting point guard, Mike Conley. Man, appreciate the time
as
always.
Thank you for this, Mike.
The event is this Friday, the Bash before the Bowling Bash. Join Mike Conley for a night of fun benefiting Methodist Comprehensive Sickle Cell Center. Mike, appreciate the time.
What
man.
You
we'll
do,
see
man.
You Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, he is Mike Conley. Always good to catch up with him. Training camp starts in a couple weeks, so right around the corner. Good to catch up.
Let's do it.
With
I'm
Mike.
Ready.
We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why should you shop at O'Call? Because they make you look great. This is Jeff Calkins, and I know this because the folks at O'Call recently made my son, Ben, look great. I got him a new suit for his 21st birthday. So Ben walks in, he starts to look at the suits, and then Paul sweeps in, sizes up Ben, decides he would need to have something in a trimmer fit, and he pulls out this gray-blue suit that seriously fits Ben better than anything in history has ever fit Ben. So Ben looks great, and Ben feels great. It's not the kind of experience you can get if you just pull something off the rack or buy something online. And that's why O'Call has been the place to go in Memphis for 159 years. It's not just suits either. It's sport coats and it's slacks and it's neckwear and it's casual wear. Indeed, while Ben was in the store, Paul helped him pick out a couple of beautiful polos to take back with him to college. That's what O'Call does. It has beautiful clothes and it is warm, expert service from folks who are invested in Memphis and may as well be your neighbors. So go ahead, make yourself or someone you love look and feel great. Head over to O'Call where they've been doing just that for 159 years.
It's officially football season. Lots of tailgating, lots of time on the couch watching games. And if you're like me, you're likely to spend a chunk of your weekends in front of a TV sipping drinks. And if you're like me, the drink you're going to be sipping is going to feature New Amsterdam Vodka. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about New Amsterdam Vodka for years. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and the newest flavor, grapefruit. So if you haven't tried grapefruit yet, be sure to grab a bottle next time you're out. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, in a wine and spirit store. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
At Simple Truth, we're proud of what's in our food, like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food, like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. when you could use a little Did I Just Win $50 fun.
Woo! Yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Mm, wow, that's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Come on, guys. We can still turn it around. Johnson, let's see some hustle. You're dragging out there. Sanders, head up, live for the next play. And Phillips, you call that effort?
Hey, Mike, easy, buddy. We play instant games to have fun.
You're right. Sorry, fellas. Next game's on me.
Give your competitive side the kick it needs with new September instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
If your superpower is making pizza disappear, then you gotta try Papa John's new Italian Hero Pizza, featuring a creamy Italian sauce covered with epic portions of pepperoni, salami, Roma tomatoes, onions, banana peppers, and topped with four delicious cheeses. It's like an Italian Hero sandwich on a pizza. Get a large Italian Hero Pizza for just $10. Download the app or order at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Exhilarating midway rides, fair food, and an awesome youth talent show with today's perks deal. A discounted family four-pack of tickets or a 10-day fair pass to the Mid-South Fair. The Mid-South Fair is back at the Lander Center September 20th through the 30th with something new for everyone to enjoy. There are attractions for the kids and thrill seekers, fantastic fair food favorites such as turkey legs, funnel cakes, and pronto pups, and incredible free entertainment ground acts. Don't miss out on the fun. Get yours now at GetMyPerks.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Paints is family owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001. Compare their prices to any big box store. They're going to match them and they're going to beat them. Take care of all your tailgating, football, grilling needs over at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They got Big Green Egg. Love it. We can both vouch for that, Jason.
Yes.
Weber's, Primo's, all the accessories that you need to get those things done right. Take care of it at Germantown Hardware and Paints.
Look, I won't tell you that you're doing it wrong if you don't have a Big Green Egg, because you know, maybe you're a Weber grill guy. And, of course, Germantown Hardware and Paint's the largest dealer of Weber grills in the Mid-South, so they got you covered there. But I am telling you, that Big Green Egg is special. And, again, over Germantown Hardware and Paint's, all your paint needs, they've got all the widest selection of Benjamin Moore paints you can find. Staff's going to help you pick out just the right color for your project. They're so friendly, so knowledgeable, you won't want to go anywhere else. Like John said, it's family over Germantown Hardware and Paints. They're Germantown and Poplar, or you can get at them online at germantownhardware.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Thursday at this time, we talk to Jeff Calkins, and he's here now. Mr. Calkins, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I want to do this publicly, okay?
Okay.
Because I think it's important to do that. Ever since you were permitted to do spots for this radio station, I think it's been a positive development, not just for the station, not just for you, but for me, because
and for the economy, for the whole economy, let's be honest.
For the local economy, you're right.
for the local economy. We've been able to support the local economy by supporting local business people.
I like your bike ads, but I don't like your bike ads as much as I like your food ads.
My food ads.
Yeah, like when you like, do you
when I talk on Bounty and Broad about the fried oysters? Oh, enjoy that.
Yeah, can you do you are you conscious of the fact that your voice it deepens and you kind of start your sexy talk when you do it?
I get my sexy talk.
Yeah,
when I do it.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that it was sexy talk. I didn't realize that I actually had sexy talk in my repertoire. But I'm glad to know. Basically, you know, and I just find this to be true, that if you talk from the heart, that in the end, it's like when Jason talks about how you are starting to smell funky, like he's talking. I can tell he's like sincere. It's coming from the heart.
Exactly.
And so when you talk about the unbelievable wings and at the Wing Guru, I know that's from the heart. I know my mouth waters every time just imagining, because that's all I've been able to do is imagine what the Wing Guru tastes like, because you never came through with the food that you promised me from the Wing Guru. But I do like it is fun. Like, talking about food is kind of fun. I will say, you used to mock me, John, when we did the show together, because when I would say burgers, you thought it was hilarious.
The way you pronounce it again.
Burger.
Isn't it kind of one of the ways?
I don't see the humor.
Burger.
Like there's nothing like regular. A good burger. Like a good
See?
Burger.
See?
There's nothing like a good burger. A good, thick, juicy burger. You know? What is so funny about the way I say burger?
How I don't know. I don't know why that tickles John. As
I don't know why it tickles John, but I like I a good know. Burger.
I don't know. I just wanted to.
I do like a good burger.
Look, I just wanted to give you a pass, man.
I'll be honest. When you start doing commercials, it's a little bit intimidating. First of all, I did them alongside the greatest of all time, Some Kind of Good, George Lapidus.
Yep.
That is Some Kind of Good. That etouffee, you know, is Some Kind of Good. And so, and so that was intimidating. And then, like, GP has basically single-handedly transformed Amsterdam vodka into the hottest-selling vodka in all of the universe, as far as I can tell, right? And then you guys, your naturals, I actually listen to your ads. Sometimes when I'm just going to sleep, I just play your ads because it's like so soothing to me. And so then you start doing this. You're like, how are you going to do it? Like, I'm half joking, but I actually think, you tell me, the first time you did spots, what's it like?
Well, for me, like, I was just like,
a little scared.
I started doing them with you, and I'm pretty sure I was terrible at them.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Jeff, I think your honestly. Best one is the one about the suit and how it fit Ben like nothing has ever fit Ben before.
the O'Call commercial,
fantastic.
But yeah, actually we're canning that one because it's been playing. That's the other thing you get. So
you're getting new copy. You're saying you're getting new copy is what you
mean. You hear your own. You like you say the ads during the show, right? Like whatever you might say an ad coming in or coming out of a break. Okay, then you take a break, but then. During the break, while you're preparing for the next segment, there you are talking about Bounty on Broad or Academic Advantage or Jim and Phaedra. And honestly, I will say I get sick of the sound of my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I'm on with GP at 5 o'clock, and I'm
no
on
doubt.
With you guys occasionally, and I get sick of the sound of my voice. I try not to talk as much as I can.
If we ever have a recorded interview, like, we'll just turn it down in the studio. Like, we don't like it either. I don't know. It'd be kind of weird if you like the sound of your own voice, wouldn't it? Like, I got to hear the way I did this. It'd be kind of weird.
Well, it's funny. Gary said he goes – at one point, Gary said he goes back to listen to segments to see – if they worked or if they didn't work. And I found that fascinating. I have the only segment I have ever gone back to listen to, ever, ever, ever in my entire life, is the segment when Gary and I fought in San Antonio and I walked off the set and we just had dead air for a minute just because we were so furious at each other.
Classic.
I have gone back to listen to that because it was just so ridiculous and comical, but that is the only segment I've ever listened to again. I don't, like, I've read my old columns before, like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I've never gone back to listen to a segment. And maybe it's good. Like, he critiques it. He goes back and figures out why it works or didn't work or whatever. Do you ever go back and listen to a segment? I've never done it in my life.
Nope.
Didn't do it. It's uncomfortable. Nope.
I mean, uncomfortable.
If it's like an amazing interview, like Supreme Bay, I'll go back and listen to, you know, just for wisdom, but not to hear how we conducted the interview.
Who was the comedian, you guys? Sinbad early on?
Sinbad. Yeah, Sinbad.
I will say this, like early on, and it was pretty early on in your deal, when I heard you guys do the interview with Sinbad, I said, you know what? I mean, I thought you'd be good anyway, but when I heard that interview, because it was one of these deals where we used to play stuff at night again, programming at night. I think I was driving around at night listening to the interview with Sinbad.
Yep.
And it was tremendous because it wasn't just setting Sinbad up for a joke and then setting him up for another joke and setting him up for another joke. It was actually getting deep with Sinbad. And it was one of those deals where I couldn't get out of the car because I was listening to you all interview Sinbad. So that's when I think I was 100% sure that you would be the smash hit that you have turned out to be.
Well, that means a lot.
Jeff, thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, have we done anything good lately? It's kind of where I'm at with that.
Hey, so Mick Jagger and John Calipari both in town. Apparently, Corda Bennett ate at the same restaurant, just not together. If you had to have a meal with one of them, which would you prefer to have that meal with, Jeff? Mick Jagger, John?
Close.
But Mick would treat you like you're beneath him, though. You would have a conversation. Yes, Mick, because he's rich, and would none of us matter to Mick Jagger. He's a world star.
John treated me like I was beneath him every minute we were together.
There'd be some working out. You guys would work it out. That's what I'm thinking.
Work it out. John never wants to work anything out. I've told this story before, but at the end of my first year of covering John, I knew that he didn't like me. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't figure it out why, because I didn't think I'd written anything critical. Or anything particularly critical. Like, I thought, by and large, the coverage was wildly positive. And back then, I wanted to have a good relationship with John. So I literally, and this is in the days when you had to, like, cut out your columns, right?
Uh-huh.
So I cut out, or I had copies of all the columns that I wrote that were about him. And I dropped them off at his office. And I said, John, I'd love to talk to you about this. This is what I've written about.
Oh, I've
you.
Not heard this story. This is fascinating.
I know we've gotten off to the wrong foot and, you know, whatever. And if you want to tell me where I've been unfair or not unfair. Never heard a single word from him. Like, never heard a single word. He likes to be above it. He doesn't like to even, as he picks fights and bears grudges, he doesn't like to acknowledge the fight or the grudge. He'll have his assistant coaches yell at you or whatever else. He won't. So all John did with me ever was on his radio show, he would address you as a miserable, like in passing.
Right.
He wouldn't say your name. Or when you were with him, he would in passing say passive aggressive things like, you know, he said some people I call them they weren't novices. What was the word it was used? Like basketball, it was like novices. Basketball amateurs. Some people, you know, I'd call them basketball amateurs. They think blah blah blah, and he's like looking right at me. You know, like he would address you without addressing you all the time. He would subtweet you all the time. But and then the last time I had an exchange with John was when he was here with the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And we had kind of I asked a question, and, you know, he'd sort of subtweeted again. Like I mean, let's be clear. It's pretty clear John and I don't like each other. You know, I don't like him.
My dad despises him. I mean, really hates him.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed to admit that. I don't like him. I do acknowledge that he is an unbelievably great basketball coach and does, apart from everything else, some incredible things, both for our community that he did, for people in our community he did, for, you know, raising $1 million for Haiti. And so I just tell you personally, I don't like him. Whereas the other thing is, let's be clear, in terms of level of star, who's a level of star, John Calipari doesn't approach Mick Jagger.
Oh, not even close.
Mick Jagger's one of the 50, if you could pick the 50 most famous people in the world, wouldn't Mick Jagger be one of them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And like John wouldn't be in the top 300, mm-hmm. 500, top 1,000. Yeah. Like, if you're having dinner with an icon or lunch with an icon, I'd much rather Mick. Indeed, what rock star? Like, who's cooler? Like, okay, you could have dinner with, like, Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Or dinner with Bruce, or dinner with Mick, or dinner with Paul. Or dinner, like who's bigger? Taylor? Taylor's pretty big. You can have dinner with Taylor.
For John, it's Eminem, as you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
But he's not as big. He's not. You got to say he's not nearly as. He's not that level of star.
No, but I mean Eminem's up there though.
John will fight you on that one.
Eminem is
Eminem
up there.
Is not up there with the people I just named. You're being ridiculous.
That's racist.
He's right, John. What? Eminem is not up there with any
Eminem
of those people
not,
you just named.
Literally just named the biggest right with the stars in the
so,
world.
Okay, so where does Eminem belong to you then?
He's down there with my James Taylor.
No, that is insulting.
I don't know who sold more records, James Taylor or Eminem. Look Google. I bet James Taylor by a big number.
All right. I think Eminem, let's see. James Taylor album
this
sales.
This good. Jeff's man versus John.
He's been around for 70 years.
Yes.
So,
you got it right, Jeff. I can tell by John's face.
So James Taylor sold more than 100 million records.
Okay.
Worldwide. Eminem?
Uh-huh.
I can't see. I can't
of course
see
you can't find that. You can't find it, can you? It's a little small number.
Because it's tiny.
42. No. Worldwide, Eminem's also at 100 million. Hmm.
So it's exactly what I said. They're in the same category. That's exactly what I said. My God, I'm uncanny.
This is disgusting.
My level of incisiveness around music is just, like, spot on. That's the category I put him in. But he doesn't belong in the Sir Paul category or in the Mick category. Not even close.
So I want to go back.
How cool was that? How cool was that picture? Mick Jagger standing in front of Sun Studio. Just another day in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. That was awesome.
I want to go back to the Cal thing, though, because I'm fascinated by it. Because I wasn't around. Like, I mean, I was around. I liked Memphis basketball. I loved Memphis basketball right back then, but I wasn't, like, covering it. So if you wrote a column that was perceived to be negative about Memphis basketball, who would call you? Because Cal wouldn't call you.
Cal never called me. So Jerry West would call me, but Cal wouldn't call me. What really would happen would be someone would call Gary, who was the beat writer, and say something to deliver a message to me. Because even the assistants didn't really call me. So, you know, Kellogg or whatever could or Steve Roccaforti or someone could call Gary, and they'd say, Calkins effed us. Or they'd say, the best one was when, there was a player the fans were yelling, put him in. Was it Diarra? I don't know.
Nathaniel Root?
I don't know who it was. And I went and interviewed him because back then you'd go in the locker room. Right. And so, and John didn't put him in. It was not Nathaniel Root. And I went and interviewed him afterwards. And, John grabbed him at some point. John grabbed a player. This is what it was. John kind of grabbed and shook a player, right, or something like that.
Okay.
And I went and talked to the player afterwards. And the player said, no one's grabbed me like that and shakes me. That was a kind of explosive quote about how he was mistreated on the sideline. And the word came back, we were typing in the media room, and Gary was summoned, and Gary was told that if I wrote about that quote, that player, it was Simplice Njoya is who it was, that player would never play again.
Dang. That's cutthroat.
That was it. And he actually transferred there a short little bit after, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was it. That's how it would be done. Gary was told that if I wrote that quote, that player would never play again. That was John. Like he does the best things in the universe for people. Like he really does. And he's also a nasty, mean man, vindictive son of a gun.
Well, John had a theory that
obviously we can tell that no love's been lost.
Yeah, John, my co-host had a theory that Cal, you know, while he talks it up, hey, I'll play Penny in a home and home, and then backs it down. You know, backs off that, says maybe neutral site, whatever. John's opinion is that he'll talk about it, but he'll never play it. You feel the same way?
Oh, I don't believe
John won't play Memphis.
Let's be clear. He will certainly never play it if he loses James Wiseman.
Right.
There is no way in the universe he'll ever play him anywhere, on Mars or anywhere, if he loses James Wiseman. I don't think he'll play him, period. But
y'all might be right.
That's absolutely true. If he loses Wiseman, can you see him play in Memphis?
No, like, my point was, like, what does Cal have to gain from playing Memphis, even if it's on a neutral court? Like, the answer is nothing. Like, because Memphis can get revenge, right? Like, they can talk that one up. Memphis can get revenge on Cal. Like, Cal has nothing to gain from it.
Like, if he gets Wiseman, then, like, whatever.
Then no problem, right? Yeah. Bat your way like
then
a fly.
Then it's like, fine, we got our guy. We'll toss you this bone. We'll pretend we're being nice to Penny, whatever, you know, like that. That way I can hug Penny on the sidelines, put my arm around him, and whatever else. Yeah, no, I don't think they'll ever. I do not believe they'll ever play. And it's just play neutral courts, the kind of thing that John says when he doesn't want to play a game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, so we've talked about coaches that you do not get along with. If you had to say in your entire career, right, who is the coach you most enjoyed working with?
Oh, that's a great question.
Who is the coach I most enjoyed working with? I don't think I enjoyed anyone more than Hubie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Hubie was a total delight and a pleasure. Now, I didn't have Hubie's cell phone number, right? Like I've had several coaches' cell phone numbers. So I wouldn't say we were close, but I mean, Hubie was just a total delight to cover because he was Hubie. He was like every press conference was like talking to your grandfather. And then he was also so grateful for the experience that he had in Memphis and that he was finally doing, listen, he'd been consigned to TV for more than a decade.
Yeah.
And he felt like he was now doing what he was sort of put on the earth to do. And it worked, and he was appreciated. And I wrote when he was going for Coach of the Year, I just sort of wrote a long column about Hubie and what he'd accomplished and whatnot. And he was just totally classy and grateful about that. Every time I see Hubie, he's happy to see me and lights up and in a way that's like bizarre. Like, what does he care about me? And just, I really like Hubie. I had immense respect for Hubie, but I wouldn't say I was close to Hubie. You know, the person I talked to off the coach that I talked to most away from a press conference setting easily was Josh, because that's the coach that everybody talks to the most.
Right? Exactly. He's calling us instead of coaching.
Yeah, but I mean, I like Justin Fuente a lot. I love Mike Norvell. Like, you can't get better. Like, Mike Norvell would be very close to the top. Very close to the top. There were people who didn't like Justin Fuente because he was a little cold and chilly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he was always, I thought, good, but not as open with either the community or with former players or with the media or as Mike is.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I like Dave Yeager, you know? I know some people didn't like Dave Yeager. I like Dave Yeager. Fizdale was great. Like, you know, he was great until it all fell apart.
Right. Yeah.
So the only ones that I really had problems with were, the only one I had problem with throughout was John. And the only ones I had the other ones I just had problems with at the end when it all went badly, you know? And then it was Rip went badly and Tommy West went badly. And so at the end, I had some problems with some of them, but the only one who, like, throughout their tenure, I butted heads with was John, and because that's what he does.
That is indeed what he does. Jeff, appreciate the time, man. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Jeff.
See ya.
He is Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, and of course, soon to be of Daily Memphian. Well, he is of the Daily Memphian, just not writing quite yet.
Did I read though that it's maybe as soon as next week?
I believe that's true. Yeah, I think it's coming. Yeah.
Good stuff.
We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity system. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at ChoatesHVAC.com for more information. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little Did I Just Win $50 fun.
Woo! Yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Come on, guys. We can still turn it around. Johnson, let's see some hustle. You're dragging out there. Sanders, head up, live for the next play. And Phillips, you call that effort?
Hey, Mike, easy, buddy. We play instant games to have fun.
You're right. Sorry, fellas. Next game's on me.
Give your competitive side the kick it needs with new September instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529, or visit forthepeople.com. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
If your superpower is making pizza disappear, then you've got to try Papa John's new Italian Hero Pizza. Featuring a creamy Italian sauce covered with epic portions of pepperoni, salami, Roma tomatoes, onions, banana peppers, and topped with four delicious cheeses. It's like an Italian Hero sandwich on a pizza. Get a large Italian Hero Pizza for just $10. Download the app or order at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
You don't want just any Wi-Fi. You want Wi-Fi from Xfinity that lets you stream in every room in your house, from your attic to your backyard to your basement. You want Wi-Fi that lets you stream your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want, so your kids can watch their show on the TV downstairs while you watch the game live on your tablet upstairs. And you want Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, and awesome. So get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/18. Restrictions apply. This is limited to performance starter internet. For new customers, equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
What if I was Kane Brown, Live Forever Tour 2019. Friday, January 18th, Landers Center. Kane Brown, first artist ever atop all five Billboard country charts. With special guests, Granger Smith and Bray Lynn. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at the box office or LiveNation.com. Don't miss Kane Brown Live, presented by Live Nation.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head on over to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Exciting rides, fair food, and an awesome youth talent show with today's Perks deal. A discounted family four-pack of tickets or a 10-day fair pass to the Mid-South Fair. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. I will corroborate his accounts of working with Justin Fuente, because as you guys know, and I think I've told the story before.
Didn't you get gone off on by Fuente one time?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Y'all worked it out.
But yeah, now we worked it out. He gave me a verbal lashing, and now. You know, we're the best of friends.
Mine would have been, I don't know if we're the best of friends, but mine would have been Josh Pastner, obviously, the Shaq interview following the end of Shaq's career.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of it was a Q&A, and he's talking about his relationship with Josh and how they're, after 4 years of being in Memphis, how they really didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and Josh said, I stabbed them in the back. And I'm like, Josh, I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is,
but it gets hard.
Like you and Fuente, we were...
It gets pretty difficult,
able to work
man.
Through it, like you do your job and I'm doing mine.
When you work with coaches every day and you depend on them for information, it is a fine line.
Yeah.
You have to walk. You know what I mean?
Josh used to tell me though, this is one thing, and he used to tell other reporters this though. The one thing that I just never understood, he would say, "Well, you know, if you need heart surgery, you're gonna go to a heart surgeon, right? When it comes to basketball." A basketball coach like me is going to have the answers and not you, media guy. You're
yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, come on. I mean, we, you know, that's kind of a primitive approach. I understand what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it was like, you all can't have an opinion on that when it comes to basketball because mine's going to be right and yours is going to be wrong. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, come on. You know, that's not always the case.
I mean, if you watch basketball,
you can have knowledgeable fans and knowledgeable media that actually have things to bring to the table that, look, may not, you know, be more right than you, but certainly might be, a valuable way to look at things.
Yeah. So interesting conversation there. I mean, and I think it's hilarious that, you know, Jeff does not even try to hide his disdain for John Calipari.
It's strong.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, and he doesn't do that typically. There aren't many people that Jeff, I can imagine that Jeff doesn't, that he dislikes.
Right.
So to say it so openly, it's something.
Yeah.
He's open and honest about it.
That is going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests today, Mike Conley, Eric Bossy, and Jeff.
Happy Mike's Hill.
Hawkins. Yes, indeed. Call us for celebration. All right, that's going to do it for us. Eric Hasseltine, guest hosted by Jeffrey Wright, is up next. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
What if I was Kane Brown? Live Forever Tour 2019. Friday, January 18th, Landers Center. Kane Brown, first artist ever atop all five Billboard country charts. With special guests, Granger Smith and Ray Lynn. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at the box office or LiveNation.com. Don't miss Kane Brown Live, presented by Live Nation.
Grace Outdoor Memphis reminds you that fall is coming, and so is the holiday season. Don't forget about all their affordable billboards for your events and holiday promotions. With 9 great locations in Memphis, North Mississippi, and Oxford, Grace Outdoor Memphis is the only place you can order your affordable billboard online. Come try the new billboard company and the new way of doing things for yourself with their unique pairing system that saves you an automatic 50%. Call Thomas Hughley at 901-623-1970 or visit graceoutdoormemphis.com. That's graceoutdoormemphis.com.
At Simple Truth,
Kraft, we're proud of what's in our food. Like fresh squeezed oranges, grass-fed beef for grilling, and crisp organic greens. It all tastes as good as it sounds. We're also proud of what's not in our food, like GMOs or high prices. Simple Truth, available exclusively at Kroger.
The 10 for 10 sale is on now. Look for the special tags on great items throughout the store and mix and match 10 for $10 with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Rev up your weekend at the Memphis International Auto Show, the 21st through the 23rd at the Cook Convention Center. See hundreds of the newest cars, trucks, SUVs, exotics, luxury vehicles, and more. Take a test drive right at the show. The Memphis International Auto Show. Discounts available at memphisautoshow.com.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
Hey, guys, we all know how big of a deal it is to look good. Get ready. Something big is coming to JCPenney. I'm launching Shaquille O'Neal XLG exclusively for big and tall, only at JCPenney.
Come to the wardrobes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.